Hi everyone, Shavua Tov. Today's parak of Rambam was the first chapter of Hilchos Tanios. In this parak, Rambam will discuss the basic obligation a person has to call out to Hashem in time of distress. Halacha Aleph. Mitzvot Aseh min HaTorah lizok la'ariya b'chatzotros al kol tzara shetavo al tzibor. There's a positive Torah command for a person to call out to Hashem and to blow trumpets on every distress, every crisis that comes upon the population. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, al tzar hatzorer eschem hayrosam b'chatzotros. Kolomar, that is to mean to say, kol davar shiyitzar lechem kegon b'tzores v'dever v'arbe ukiyotipen zaku alehen v'hariyu. If one's enemy comes and oppresses, puts siege on the Bnei Israel, so we shall call out through our trumpets. And the same thing is true with regards to every type of crisis, whether it's famine, whether it's plague, whether it's a locust swarm, or the like, we call out to Hashem and we blow the trumpets. Halacha Beis. V'davar zeh midarkei hatshuvah. The Rambam now explains on a deeper level, this mitzvah is there as an element of the ways of doing tshuva, of returning to Hashem, of repentance. Shebizman shetavot tzara v'yizaku aleha v'yariyu, Yedu hakol shabaglal maaseim haram hura lahen kakasev avanoseichem hitu v'gomer. V'zehu sheyigrom lahasir hatzara me'alehem. The reason why this relates to repentance is because at a time when a crisis comes upon the people and they turn to Hashem and they call out to him and they blow in the trumpets, everyone recognizes that it was because of their evil actions which had brought this evil upon them. It was because of their sins, as the pasuk teaches us. And that will enable them to hopefully do tshuva, to repent, and thereby remove this crisis from upon them. Halacha Gimel. Aval im lo yizaku v'lo yariyu, el yomru davar zeh miminhag olam ir lanu, v'tzara zu nikret nikres. If, unfortunately, the people don't call out to Hashem, they don't blow in the trumpets, and instead they simply remark to one another that this is something which is part of the way of the world, it's natural, it's just an occurrence which happened upon us, this terrible tragedy, this crisis. Harizu derech achzorius. This is the way of cruelty. V'goremes lahem lidabik b'masim haram. And it causes them to stay entrenched, attached to their terrible deeds. V'tosef hatzara tzaros achiros. And this terrible tragedy will lead to others. Who shekasa b'torah? That's what the pasuk says. V'alachti mi b'keri, v'alachti gam ani imchem b'chemas keri. Kolomar, k'shavi alechem tzara, k'dei shetashuvu, im tom rushi keri, osav lechem chemas oso keri. The pasuk teaches us in the tochacha, in the admonition, that if a crisis comes upon Klal Yisrael, and instead of them taking it to heart and recognizing it as a message from Hashem to do tshuva, if they instead spurn that message and say it's happenstance, so then Hashem will be forced to increase that very same tzara, that very same crisis, in order so that we can finally, hopefully, get the message that we need to do tshuva. It's a fascinating language of achzorius, that it's cruelty, which can be understood on two levels. Simply, as the Rambam is explaining, by disregarding this message, one has chosen to bring about more harm. They should have had mercy on themselves, on their families, on their communities, rather than spurning God's message. They should have taken to heart that when a crisis comes upon a community, they need to do tshuva. By refusing to see it for what it is, it's cruel because they end up causing even more harm to befall them. But on a second level, the reason why achzorius, cruelty, is fitting, because at the root of the word, at the core of cruelty, is the concept of being callous, of refusing to allow a message to penetrate. Being too thick-skinned to hear somebody else's cries is cruel because it's callous. You're not allowing the message to sink in. Similarly here as well, if somebody has a message, hit them in the face, it's coming from Hashem that you have to change your ways, we have to improve. And one refuses to feel it. Very fitting with this week's parsha with Paro. One chooses to shake it off instead. It's, at its core, callousness, which breeds, unfortunately, even more terrible things to follow. Halacha Dalet. Midivrei Sofrim, lis'anos al kol tzara shetavo al tzibor, ad yirachamu min hashamayim. Now, on a rabbinic level, aside from this biblical obligation to call out to Hashem in time of crisis, on a rabbinic level, there is a command to fast whenever any of these crises come about upon a people, in order so that they can do tshuva, and they fast until they receive mercy from heaven. On these days, they call out in their tefillah, in their prayer, and they supplicate God to have mercy, and they blow specifically trumpets. V'mayu b'mikdash. However, if they were in the Beis HaMikdash, marian v'chatzotros u'b'shofar. They blow not only trumpets, but also a shofar, the horn of a ram. Hashofar mikatzer v'chatzotros marichos. However, on these days, unlike on Rosh Hashanah, the shofar is blown for a shorter amount of time, while the trumpets are blown for longer, shemitzvah hayom v'chatzotros, because here on a fast day, the real mitzvah of the day is with the trumpets. V'ein token v'chatzotros v'shofar ke'echad. And we only blow with both the trumpets and the shofar together as one in the Beis HaMikdash, as was just alluded to. Shnei Amar, as Pasuk says, V'chatzotros v'kol shofar hariu lefnei HaMelech Hashem. It's specifically lefnei HaMelech Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, where one blows the chatzotros as well as the shofar. Halacha hei. Taniyos elu shegozron al tzibor b'bnei atzaros enon yom achar yom. When we declare these fast days upon a populace because of the crisis which has come upon them, we don't do 2 days in a row. Because most people won't be able to handle something like that. And when we start a series of fast days, we begin it on a Monday, followed by a Thursday, followed by a Monday, Bahab, as it's generally referred to. And similarly, we don't also then start again on that following Thursday. We do Monday, Thursday, Monday. And we continue that same fashion of Monday, Thursday, Monday, until we receive mercy from heaven. Halacha vav. Ein gozrin taniyos al tzibor lo b'shabbosos lo mimei tovim. We don't declare a fast day on the populace on either Shabbos or Yom Tov. V'chein ein token behen lo b'shofar b'lo chatzotros v'lo zo'akim u'mitzchanenen behen b'tefillah. Similarly, we also don't blow either the trumpet or the shofar, nor do we call out and supplicate God in prayer. El imkein ha'sa'ir she'ikifua akum o nahar o svina ha'metrafes b'yam. Unless, however, it's an immediate crisis. For example, it's surrounded by Ovdei Kochavim, by idolaters who wish to destroy the city. Or there's a river which is overflown and is flooding the city. Or it's a boat which is out at sea and is in distress. Afilu yachit hanirat b'mnei Ovdei Kochavim, b'mnei listim, b'mnei ruach ra, zo'akin u'mitzchanenen aleihem b'tefillah. Even if it's just an individual who's being chased after by an idolater, or because of some highwayman, or because of some illness which has befallen him, he's no longer mentally there. So in such a situation where it's a distress, which is immediate, so then we can call out in supplication in prayer. However, we still don't blow a shofar or a trumpet on Shabbos or Yom Tov, unless it's to gather allies to help save us. Halacha Zayin. And similarly, we also don't declare a day of fasting on Rosh Chodesh, or on Chanukah, or on Purim, or on Chol HaMoed. However, if they had declared it on the Monday before, and then this happens to fall out that Thursday, the following Monday, is one of these days, so then we are allowed to fast on those days, and we even complete the full fast. Halacha Ches. Tanios elushim is anan alatzaros, aim is anan bahen, lo uberos, velo minikos, velo kitanim. On these fast days, which we are fasting because of some distress which came upon us, pregnant women, nursing women, and children don't participate. Umutarin lecho balayla, and it's also permitted for everybody to eat that night, aval pishim is anan lamachar, even though they'll be fasting the upcoming day. In other words, it doesn't start at nightfall, it starts at daybreak the next day. Chutz mitanios hamatar kimosheshpar. However, there is one exception with regards to fast declared over rain, which we'll discuss upcoming. V'chol tainis she'ochlin ba'b'layla, bein b'tzibor, bein yachid, harei zeh ochel v'shose ad she'al amud ha'shachar. Any fast day which you're allowed to eat still the night preceding the day of the fast, so whether it's dealing with a communal one or a private one, the person is allowed to eat and drink up until alos ha'shachar the next day. V'hu she'lo yishan, aval im yishan, eino chotzer ochel. This is, however, assuming you hadn't slept. If you had gone to sleep, so then even if you wake up before alos ha'shachar, even before you wake up before daybreak, so then you are not allowed to go back and eat. Just as the community fasts when there's a crisis which has come upon them, so too an individual is able to fast and should fast when a crisis comes upon him as an individual. Ketzad, the Rambam will illustrate. If somebody was either sick or he had somebody in his family who was close to him who was sick, or similarly was wandering lost in the desert, or he was trapped in jail, so then for himself or for the close relative, he's able to fast and supplicate God for mercy in his tefillah. In fact, he can say the special blessing of Anenu in every prayer that he offers. However, he should not fast on Shabbos, on Yontif, or on Rosh Chodesh, or Chanukah, or Purim. Halacha Yud. Kol Tainus Shelo Kibla Alav Hayachin Beba'od Yom Eino Tainus. Any fast day which the person didn't accept upon himself from the day before is not going to count as a real Tainus. Ketzad, the Rambam will now illustrate. Mekabla Kishes Palo Tfilas Mincha Omer Acher HaTfila Machar Ehe B'Tainus V'Gomer B'Libo Lis Anos L'Machar. The way a person accepts upon himself a fast from the day before is after he davens mincha. He says, tomorrow I shall be in a day of fast. And he makes up in his mind that he will be fasting the next day. And then even though he goes and eats that night, there's nothing wrong with that at all. And similarly, if a person takes upon himself to fast 3 or 4 days, one after the other one, even though he's eating in the night in between, he hasn't lost out on his fast day. And he doesn't have to have intention for each and every day, aside from the one which he had initially taken beforehand. Halacha Yud Aleph. If somebody had accepted upon himself that the next day he was going to fast, and then indeed he fasted, and then that night he decides he wants to fast the next day as well, even if he were not to eat that night, and he were to continue fasting straight through that night, it did not count as a fast day because he had an exception upon himself from the day before. And it goes without saying that if a person was eating and drinking that night, and then he wakes up in the morning and says, you know what, I want to fast this day as well, then that for sure does not count as a fast day.
If somebody sees a particularly distressing dream, then he needs to fast the next day. In order so that he can be awakened to his errors of his ways, and thereby investigate them and ultimately return to God to repent. In fact, so important is this need, is that he's able to fast even if it's Shabbos. Moreover, he says Aneinu in each one of the prayers that he prays during that day, even though he hadn't accepted this fast from the previous day. However, though a person is supposed to fast even on Shabbos for a Tainis Chalom, for this type of fast, nonetheless, because he has nullified the fulfillment of having the joy, the pleasure of Shabbos for that particular Shabbos, then he's obligated to have another fast day to atone for that sin.
Halacha Yud Gimel. Ms. Ana Adam shows, who shall lo yochal klum shar hayom. A person is able to fast for a certain number of hours, and that will qualify as a fast with regards to him being able to say Anenu, for example. This is assuming, though, that he won't be eating for the remnant of the day. You can't just do it in the middle of the day, as we will see. Ketzad, the Rambam is going to illustrate. Harishahaya tard b'chavatzav, ms. Asik b'tzrachav, v'lo achal achatzos o atesha shows. V'nimlach ms. Anos b'shows, shenishur men hayom. If a person was busy with his work, and he hadn't eaten until midday, or even 9 hours into the day, and then he realizes this, and decides that he wants to make the rest of the day count as a fast day. So then he's able to declare it as a fast day at that point, and in fact, count it as a fast day to the point where he's able to say Anenu in his tefillah. That's because he had accepted upon himself this fast day prior to it becoming the hours when he'll be fasting. Similarly, even if a person had eaten and drinking that very day, and then afterwards he decides that for the remnant of the day he wants to fast, that can count as a fast day, assuming that he actually keeps those hours as a fast, and he can say Anenu similarly. Halach Yud Dalet. Kol Ashrayi B'Tainus. Bein Shayim Is'ana Al Tzaraso O Al Chalomo. Bein Shayim Is'ana Imatzibur Al Tzarasam. Whenever anybody's in a state of fasting, whether it's for his own personal distress, or because of a dream that he had, or whether he's participating in the fasting of the community because of some crisis which has come upon them, this individual should not be in a state where he's indulging himself with pleasures. He shouldn't be lightheaded. He shouldn't be happy and filled with a sense of serenity. Rather, he should be worried. He should be stressed out. As the pasuk says, "Ma'is onin adam chai gever al chatav." A person should be remiss over his sins. He should recognize that it's because of his poor usage of his free will that he's brought about this negative consequence upon himself. And it's up to him to do repent and to do tshuva in order to remove this tzara. However, though a person is in a state of fast, he is allowed to taste a dish that he's cooking, even as much as a revius, 3 or 4 ounces, which generally would count as having drinking an item. Nonetheless, he's allowed to. However, this is assuming that he does not swallow it, but rather he tastes it and spits it out.
Shachach v'achal, if somebody forgets that he's in a state of fasting and ate on that day, mashlim taniso. So then he still goes and completes his fast. Halacha tezvav. Yachid shayim v'sana al ha'chula v'nisrape. Al tzara v'avra. Hareza mashlim taniso. If somebody was fasting, let's say, because of an ill person in his family, and then that person was healed, or because of some crisis which had come upon him, and then the crisis passes. So that individual is supposed to still complete his fast. If somebody travels from a place where they are fasting to a place where they are not fasting, this individual should still fast and complete his fast. If a person goes from a place where they weren't fasting and now has arrived in a place where they are fasting, he is supposed to fast along with them. If he forgot, though, and he ate and drank, he shouldn't show that to them. He shouldn't do so publicly afterwards. He certainly shouldn't allow himself to indulge in various types of pleasure. If the community is fasting for rain, and then indeed rain falls, if the rain fell before midday, then they don't complete their fast. Rather, what do? At that point, they stop their fast, they go and eat and drink, and together they enter into the shul, and they recite Halal HaGadol, Capital 136 in Tehillim. And the reason why they have to eat and drink first is because you can only recite Halal HaGadol, this unique parak in Tehillim, if one is in a state of satiation and with a full belly. V'im acher chatzos. However, if the rain only came after chatzos, hov avar rov hayom b'kdusha yashlimu tanisan. Since most of the day passed in this state of sanctification for the fast day, so then they complete their fast. The same halacha applies with regards to any crisis that might have befallen the community. If the crisis is removed before midday, so then they don't complete their fast. If it's after midday, then they complete the fast. Halacha Yud Zayin, the final halacha in the parak. V'chol yom tainis shegozer al tzibor mibnei hatzaros. With every fast day that the community declares because of a crisis which has befallen them, based in Vazakanim Yoshun Besa Knesses, Ubotkim Amasli Anshayir, May Achar Tfilas Shachars Ad Chatzos Hayom. The community leaders, the elders, the rabbinical court sits and analyzes all morning long until midday the actions of the people of the city. Umasirin Hamachshalos Shalveros, and they remove any stumbling block of sin that might be apparent. And they exhort the people, they investigate, and they warn off those people that are doing injustice, those people that are sinning, and they separate them from sin. And they also warn those people who are tough guys in the community, those people who think because of their wealth, because of their prestige, their strength, they can do whatever they want. They're humble, they subdue them. And so too with other similar matters. And then for the next quarter of the day, from midday until three quarters into the day, then they recite the various blessings and curses in the Torah. So they warn the people to not take the admonition of God lightly and to ignore it, to accept it, to love it, to appreciate that it's just bringing them to draw closer to Him. And then they recite the Haftorah, which relates to the particular matter, the particular crisis which they are involved in. And as for the last quarter of the day, then they conclude the day with prayer, with calling out to Hashem, supplicating Him to please have mercy on them, and they do tshuva in accordance with that which they are able to do. Have a wonderful day.